Where does your seafood come from? You may be thinking about your favorite restaurant or your local grocery store, but the fact is, some seafood takes a circuitous route to get from the sea to your plate, and along the way can get a little, well, lost. Here today to talk about seafood fraud and the steps currently being evaluated to take the guesswork out of the seafood we eat is TJ Tate, Director of Sustainable Seafood at the National Aquarium. Thanks for stopping by, TJ.
Thanks for having me, John.
What exactly is seafood fraud?
So seafood fraud is basically bait and switch. You think that you're getting one product, you're paying for one product, and you're receiving an inferior product. Think of Maryland crab sandwich. You may not be getting Maryland crab. You may be getting Venezuelan crab meat. And it has become not only a regional problem, but it's a national and international problem. Most folks recently read the Oceana report, and they sampled crab meat in the region, resulting in almost 50% of crab meat being mislabeled as Maryland crab meat, when in fact it was imported from overseas.
Wow. Well, in your view, why is it important to understand where our seafood comes from in the first place?
Well, I think first and foremost, it's because we want to protect our own. We want to support our local watermen and what comes out of our water. We want to eat from this region, from the Chesapeake watershed. It's bountiful. It's plentiful. It's our heritage. And if we don't know if that seafood is from here, then we are becoming a part of the problem as well. It's in the national interest of the United States and this region to promote a framework that supports sustainable fishing practices, regional sourcing, and these things combat seafood fraud.
Do you think the seafood industry is heading in the right direction and that all is going to result in increased transparency?
I do. You know, the seafood market has often been known as the dirty side of things. But commercial fishermen, they don't want to waste time. They want to fish and they want to get that fish to your plate. And things are going into place to combat that seafood fraud. Voluntary traceability systems. Illegal fishing and seafood fraud has been on the presidential agenda.
Wow.
There is a task force that's come out of Washington, D.C. to make recommendations from state, local, federal mandates to stop seafood fraud. So it's a win-win all the way across the board, from the waterman to the consumer. And I see every part of that supply chain getting on board to stop seafood fraud.
Well, and then going to the tail end of that supply chain, what can consumers do to ensure that they're making smart seafood choices?
So there are lots of things that people can do when it comes to sourcing their seafood. One of those things is aquaculture. Look for a product that has been grown and harvested specifically in our region. Aquaculture has actually expanded 86% in the last decade. And for those folks who are harvesting in the Chesapeake, it's the cleanest form of harvesting our seafood. We know where it comes from, we know when it was harvested, and we know exactly what we can get year round. The easiest thing a consumer can do is ask. Most folks don't really know what sustainable is. They might not know when they go to the fish counter, but if they put somebody on the spot and say, where is this seafood from? Is it local? Is it from our Chesapeake Bay? Is it from this region? They're going to start getting some answers. So the best thing you can do is go to your home base, whether it's your grocery store, your restaurant that you dine at once a week with your family, ask that server, ask that chef, ask that retailer, and you'll start getting some answers.
Sounds great. Thanks so much for coming by, TJ.
Thanks for having me, John.
October is National Seafood Month. To learn more about how TJ and others are combating seafood fraud in the Chesapeake region, visit aqua.org/ablueview. A Blue View is produced by the National Aquarium for WYPR. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.